This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Modern Ag Alliance. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. red meat exports thrived in 2024. We'll have more from the U.S. Red Meat Export Federation. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Iowa farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIowa.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Iowa farmers.
Exports of U.S. pork eclipsed previous highs in both volume and value in 2024, according to year-end data released by the USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said the increases were driven by diversification of export markets and delivered a value of $66 per head slaughtered on pork.
2024 was really the year of pork in terms of exports. Broad-based growth across several different markets. It's been that way for most of the year. You know, Mexico, Central America, you've got the Oceania region, Colombia, a lot of highlights, and really exciting to see this broad-based growth. And I think we're well positioned on the pork side to see continued growth in 2025. And like I said, it's not just Latin America, but it's a combination of Southeast Asia, Asia, and Latin America. So very good spot for us on the pork side.
Hallstrom said December beef export value increased 5% to $10.45 billion, which comes out to $415 per fed head slaughtered on beef.
The first part of the year really lagged in Asia. Now, we were doing well in Latin America as a whole on U.S. beef, but Asia was lagging in the first half of the year. But the second half of the year, especially the fourth quarter, we saw a real rebound in markets like Japan in particular, Korea as well, Taiwan, et cetera. So I think that's the silver lining on the beef side, is that it started off just being Latin America early in the year, but we got to the end of the year and we're seeing even Asia rebound, especially on the food service side with tourism booming in many of these countries. That's a big change from the last 3 or 4 years.
For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.